This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to my 41st episode. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts and I've been developing software for over 18 years, developing iOS apps for over 9 years, and I'm running Dutch CoCats for close to 8 years. If you're an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Async Let Explained, call async functions in parallel, running tasks in parallel with Swift Concurrency Tasks Group, how to build better command line apps and tools using Swift, different ways to catch throwing errors from Swift do catch, and hash selector and the responder chain. So as you have noticed in my previous episode, I went on a vacation for 2 weeks. It was very nice and I'm back totally refreshed, and I must say that recording the podcast is good to get back to in a regular format without all these crazy amounts of links that I had in my previous episode. Also, I wanted to mention my workshop, which is happening on September 2nd. If you haven't looked at it yet, there's a link in the show notes. And if it's something for you, please sign up. Also, in my PodFan page, if you become a PodFan of my podcast, you can listen to all the raw recordings of my interviews, including all the goofs and mishaps that me and my guests have to experience and endure. For instance, the interview with Rob Whittaker turned out really nice. But if you have heard the raw recording, you will have noticed that there was a lot of interruptions, a lot of mishaps. But post-production and editing is one of the best things that you can have as a podcaster. So if you want to enjoy those kinds of things or help me support my work, please sign up at pod.fan/appforce1. So just to dive in straight away, the first article is by Antoine van der Lee on his Swiftly blog, Async Let Explained, call async functions in parallel. Async Let is part of Swift's concurrency framework, and it allows you to instantiate a constant asynchronously. The concurrency framework introduced the concept of async await, which results in a structured concurrency and more readable code for asynchronous methods. If you're new to async await, I recommend that you have a look at my previous episode's show notes, because there's a lot of information, including a previous article by Antoine on async await, with a lot of explanation and code examples. The fun thing about async let is that you can assign something to a variable asynchronously and then get back this value at some point in the future and then continue execution where it left off, really. So it's quite difficult to explain in a few words, but it is one of those things that you really want to have a look at if you're doing async await in your Swift code, because this is one of those powerful features that allows you to do a lot of things in parallel and really improve the execution of your code. While we are talking about execution of code, I'm up to the next article by Donny Walls, running tasks in parallel with Swift concurrency task groups. With Apple's overhaul of how concurrency works in Swift 5.5 and newer, you have learned a lot of things about async await. So there's a lot of things that you have to learn from scratch. For instance, if you're using dispatch queues, async, and other mechanisms to kick off multiple asynchronous tasks in the past, you could group those with a dispatch group. With async await, there's an equivalent feature available, but it is a bit different, and you have to understand what a task group is to be able to use this effectively. Have a look at Donny's article for a good overview of what a task group in async await is and how you can use those to your benefit when executing concurrent and related tasks. Tibor Bodec has an article on how to build better command line tools and apps using Swift. He's been looking into how he can use command line interface tools and utility apps for his server-side projects or terminal scripts using the Swift language. So there's a lot of things that you can do on a Mac straight up from the command line with Swift. So you can actually do a hash bang at the start of a Swift script. Yes, a Swift script, and execute that right from the command line by marking the file as executable. It's really cool because it allows you to utilize a lot of the familiar concepts and powerful tools available to Swift, especially in Swift Foundation, and just use these things on the command line. It's an excellent opportunity for code reuse from your product into utilities or scripts on the command line. Sarun has an article on different ways to catch throwing errors from Swift do catch constructs. It's tempting to just catch all throwing errors in a single catch clause and call it a day, but not all errors are created equal, and you should treat it as such. By learning different ways to catch an error, you can make reasonable catch clauses which are easy to read, understand, and match with your business needs. In Sarun's article, you will learn different ways to catch errors from throwing functions. There's a lot of things that you can do with catching errors, and Sarun is right on the mark here by explaining how you can actually have different behaviors on different errors by utilizing the catch constructs in Swift with pattern matching. And I think pattern matching is one of those features of do catch statements that is underutilized in production code bases. So have a look and use it to your benefit. The final article I wanted to mention is by Dominic Hauser. He has an article about hash selector and the responder chain. Similar as Dominic, I don't know about you, but I tend to forget that there is a responder chain in iOS. In his post, Dominic is there to remind himself and us that the responder chain exists and that you can use it to react to button events. In this article, he explains what the responder chain is, what target actions are, and how these two tie together to provide you with a very nice concept that you might want to use in your app. Now it's time for Donny's Monday morning tweet. Leo Gideon is preparing himself for an interview with Stuart Lynch. He's releasing Syndicate 0.1.0. He's writing his newsletter and he's preparing a server-side Swift presentation. Christian is working on the Ether radio app and he has an update almost ready containing an Apple Watch version of his app. So that's really cool. Niv is enjoying some sushi in Poland. He's really living large over there, it seems, because he's been posting a lot of fun pictures from his travels there. Eric Lipman is getting back to work after 3 weeks of vacation. Wow, that was nice, man. Probably means to go read and respond to a lot of email, going through a bunch of Jira tickets and commenting on history and pull requests and just getting up to speed. The usual thing after vacation, I reckon. Kavisha is saying good morning to Donny, and he's working on a Notion template called My Worksheet Tracker Template. And I'm really curious what this Notion thing is, so if somebody can tell me, please do. James F. Henshaw might try the Tim Apple method of taking only the watch on a mile walk in the morning before it gets hot. So Donny is curious whether or not he has a cellular version of the watch. Michelle is working on a presentation on Swift UI and accessibility. And it's actually for a YouTube video in which she talks to students for Tech Talks. So she'll probably post it when it's up. Aaron is working on creating a course and articles, not much else going on, and he's hoping that to have a great week just like the rest of us. And Flo is challenging himself to write a brand new app MVP and get it App Store ready by Sunday. So 1 week, one app, that's a big target to try and hit. So good luck with that. And Let's Build Benjin is connecting patients with 10,000 of health and beauty care practitioners in order to overcome societal problems like back pain. It's apparently the largest sick day reason in his country of residence. So I wonder which country that is, because it might just be the Netherlands. Maxim is writing a tutorial about Point Free Code, TCA, and he's helping developers who want to start fast with it. Alexei is doing some Vapor Plus WebSocket stuff, and Holger is on his second vaccination shot by Thursday, so he's preparing himself for that. Good luck with the vaccination, and good thing that you're taking it. Sangri is reading Donny's post, and he's really enjoying it. So a lot of people working on a lot of stuff, getting ready for the App Store, getting bugs fixed, and yeah, it's just good news all around, and a lot of people getting back from vacation. So I think the rate of new articles will start picking up again, because because we are almost coming to the close of the summer vacations of a lot of people. And that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the shorter format that I had for you this time around. If there's any feedback, please reach out on Twitter at AppForce1. And I hope to talk to you again next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.